Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Design Queen podcast. This is the most casual nonsense podcast you will ever listen to, but it is filled with amazing ways to grow your Instagram and sell out your business and be the CEO bitch you know you are, okay? If you love what you're hearing, you can check me out on Instagram at the Design Queen, Q-W-E-E-N, for more good tips. Let's dive into this podcast, honey. Hello, everyone. This episode was taken off of my Instagram TV, but is so important. It's all about how to price your stuff and how to get the money you are worth. So I wanted to throw it on here because I really think you guys need to listen to it again. But if you already have, feel free to skip it or not, do whatever. But today I wanted to talk to you guys about pricing. How do you price your stuff? Okay, especially when you're first starting out, pricing is everything. Like, I think when people get the most out of your brand, it's like your aesthetic, what are you giving off, what vibe are you getting off, and then what are your prices? Because that says so much about you, okay? If you're pricing your stuff really cheap, people are gonna think that you don't value yourself and you don't value your product. And then if you're pricing yourself really, really, really high, you're only reaching a certain amount of your market, okay? So you need to figure out where your prices are and what our generation and your target audience, if you're targeting 20 something year old women, 20 and 30s, what they spend on certain things. So if you're a boutique, people don't shop like they used to shop. Like, no, people aren't bargain hunting anymore. And if they are bargain hunting, they're not gonna go to a cute Instagram boutique to do it. They're gonna go to like Marshalls and they're gonna go like the outlets and do it. But like, if you're shopping on an Instagram boutique, it's because you want cool, cute stuff that no one else has. You want exclusive shit, okay? You want people to know that you have cool stuff. You want people to know that you bought it from this awesome, really cool boutique that sells stuff that is one of a kind, that is only around for a limited amount of time, and that you paid X amount of dollars for, okay? And most Instagram boutiques, their clothes, like their shirts, are like $50. Same with their pants, like they're priced $40 and up. And then they'll run promotions and things like that where they always have a 20% off coupon or a discount code or something like that, or they work with influencers that give them codes. And that's something that you can do to kind of reach that lower price point, because you always, this highlight is just a little much. You always want to be able to reach different tiers in your pricing, whatever you have. You want to be able to reach a lower pricing and then the regular price, and then you want to have a higher price good, because people will pay the higher price, okay? But you want to make it so that people fall in the middle, and that's the price that you want, okay? So you're going to have higher stuff, you're going to have a little bit of a low end, so you're reaching everyone, because people will kind of test the water, okay? They're going to kind of dabble in and get some lower things. So if like you're a boutique, you're selling maybe like shoes or accessories or something, just that people can buy from your shop, they can feel like they're a part of your brand, they can get your packaging, you can kind of hook and sink them in, you're gonna be offering things that are a little bit lower, and then you're gonna have that price where you want it to fall, okay? So that's that middle price, and you want, I would say your pricing to be like $40, $50. That's where your pricing, like, don't price your stuff $19.99. Like, people are gonna think your shit is cheap, okay? And if you buy clothes like that, I do. I'm not saying that you're buying cheap stuff, it's just that psychologically, when people are shopping at your store, even if you have it priced that high and then you kind of mark it down for sales, so people are buying it like that, they're thinking they're getting something for a higher value, okay? And if you are a service provider, which I am, I'm a designer, this happens to us all the time. People want to pay you nothing for something that's going to bring them so much value. So people want like a bomb-ass logo, or for instance, they want an amazing website that's going to bring them so much traffic, they want to do all these things, and they're like, well, I'm going to pay you $200 for a logo, or I want to pay you $500 for a website. And you're like, this is going to bring you so much money and you only want to pay $200 for it? Like, you're going to pay $500 for a website that's going to bring you thousands of dollars each month? Like, one, I value my work way higher than that. And two, it's like, people don't price their things the way they used to. They used to be like, well, calculate your money, like your materials and your time. So like, what is your time worth? And you're like, well, like if I was working a job, I'd be making like $20, $30 an hour. So I'm gonna price it like that. And then This shirt cost me $5, so I'm gonna price it here. You don't have to price it that anymore. Like, definitely take what it cost you into account and definitely add your time in, but add your value, number one. Like, that's something they definitely teach you in like design school and stuff like that, that I think they don't teach a lot of places, like price for value. So if you are an event planner or you're a photographer or you're doing something and it's gonna bring your client money, your value is so high. Like, you are pricing off of that. So if you're selling someone photos for their business and it only took you 2 hours, so like, I'm just gonna charge them $50 an hour, so $100, but like, those photos are going on their website. That's gonna bring them so much traffic. Like, that's their menu photos that they're gonna use forever. Every day people are gonna look at that. You're setting your price up here, okay? Because the value it's bringing in is so high. So I want you to go ahead and look at what you're pricing and think if you're pricing for value. And you're like, I don't have a service business. If you're selling clothes, you're doing hair, you're doing makeup, something like that, you're selling a lifestyle and you're selling confidence, okay? How much would you pay to feel so amazing and so confident every day? You would probably pay a lot of money. That's why people are paying that, to shop at these cute little stores and to get their hair done by this one person at this awesome salon, okay? It's because they're stalking them on Instagram, their prices are high, their quality and their value looks really good, and they're like, oh, I can't wait to get my hair done by them. I can't wait. Like, I'm gonna save up my money just so I can go get my hair done by them, just so I can post a picture and be like, look where I got my hair done at this cute salon by this person, and like, have them repost my hair, okay? That's how people shop, and that's how our generation shops. They want to spend their money and they want to spend it on value. So price accordingly, okay? Make your stuff higher. And if that's scaring the clients that you're working with right now, it's okay, because you're gonna attract such better clients. Like, as soon as you switch your pricing, as soon as I like started actually taking this seriously and like pricing myself a lot higher, not just like out of college and just doing anything for everyone I knew that were like, oh, make me this. I'm like, okay. And I had no time and I was making no money. As soon as you price yourself high, like, you're gonna attract such a different type of customer. It's night and day. Okay, so the higher paying customers are out there and they will come to you, but they don't know that you exist or that you're giving good value unless you price it, okay? So if you guys want to talk more about this, join my Facebook group and maybe we'll do a live and you guys can ask me questions about how you should price your products, okay? I love you. Join the group. It's magical. If you loved today's episode, like really freaking loved it, go ahead and click the subscribe button. Click it right now. I'm watching you. And you will get a notification every time a new episode drops, so you never miss out on the latest ways to grow and make money in your business. So come along, join the TDQ gang, follow me on Instagram at The Design Queen, and leave an awesome review on this podcast so I can go ahead and keep making amazing episodes for you guys, giving you the latest secrets on branding and business. Mwah.